Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Across major cities in Israel, the night is mild and pleasant. In Jerusalem, skies are clear, perfect for an evening stroll. Over in Tel Aviv, temperatures are comfortable, with a light breeze coming off the Mediterranean. Haifa also enjoys a serene night, with stars visible above. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today, Iran claims to have struck U.S.-linked targets while warning Gulf states not to aid attacks. Also, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, Hezbollah Secretary General has criticized the Lebanese government, saying all red lines have been crossed. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Iran fired drones at Bahrain, hitting an oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz during escalating clashes. Separately, 24 News reports Bahrain has condemned Iran's drone attack on its territory. And finally, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially unraveling negotiations and reigniting the conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a conflict monitoring account, posted just minutes ago that an IDF drone has carried out several attacks on Nabatieh in southern Lebanon. Al Arabiya English, a regional news outlet, writing on X just now, questions how Cape Verde's small population reached the World Cup knockout stage, while Saudi Arabia, despite its football ambitions, did not. Eyal Yacobi, a local commentator, posted half an hour ago questioning if any international journalist will speak out about the current situation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, Iran's foreign ministry claims its latest strikes targeted U.S. interests in response to what it calls American aggression. This development raises tensions in the Gulf region as Iran warns neighboring countries against assisting U.S. operations. The situation could escalate further, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, Iran's drone attack on Bahrain and the hit on an oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz signify rising tensions. The IRGC targeted what it called the U.S. terrorist army after a previous strike on a ship attempting to leave the strait. These actions further strain the fragile balance in the region, potentially impacting global oil supply routes. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's Secretary General criticized Lebanon's framework agreement with Israel, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. He argues that the deal violates long-standing red lines. This comes amid heightened regional tensions and could lead to internal political instability in Lebanon. Separately, Bahrain's condemnation of the Iranian drone attack, as reported by I-24 News, highlights the kingdom's security concerns. Such attacks threaten regional peace and security, with Bahrain seeking international support against Iranian aggression. And finally, Axios highlights Iran's missile fire at Israel, marking a significant breach of the ceasefire. This action threatens ongoing negotiations and may prompt a strong Israeli military response, risking a broader conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a concerning rise in scooter accidents, costing half a billion shekels annually. The figures from MDA reveal young men are most affected, raising questions about public safety and funding for emergency services. Separately, CTech reports on Immunize, new $15 million AI drug discovery deal with Boehringer Ingelheim. The multi-project collaboration aims to identify T-cell dysfunction in cancer and autoimmune diseases, promising advancements in medical research. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Russia has accused Germany of favoring Nazi veterans over Leningrad siege survivors. This diplomatic spat highlights ongoing tensions between Moscow and Berlin over historical narratives and compensation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.